Hello, I'm sending you an audio postcard. What I hope you're looking at is a picture of a large panel, a reproduction of a Van Gogh sunflower that stands in a very, very tall easel in Altona, Manitoba. That's just outside of Winnipeg. And what's interesting about this panel, it's a piece of material art on the prairie. It's done by artist Cameron Cross. It's part of a broader project he's doing called the Big Easel Project. The Big Easel Project is a broad project in democratic art and interested in the production of public sculptures at all kinds of locations around Canada and actually internationally. It's an interesting enterprise in the spirit of public access and democratization of art. It's not surprising that it would come from an area where there's a long progressive tradition, and in fact, I drove up to Altona to take a photo of this big piece of material art for you, and poked around a little bit and discovered many things I didn't know about Altona. It is a long-standing Mennonite community, but it's interestingly also the birthplace of a man named Jake Siemens. He was born in 1896, and he was very active in the co-op movement and progressive education starting in the 1930s. The context was, of course, the Depression and the need for rural people and farmers to band together and work more cooperatively for joint survival. Interestingly, he also ran as a candidate toward the end of his life for the New Democratic Party in Canada, which is a Social Democratic Party, has its origins in the Cooperative Commonwealth Federation and the Canadian Labor Congress. What interests me particularly about Siemens, though, is he also traveled to Denmark and was very interested in the folk school tradition that in its North American incarnation, especially in the early 20th century, became a very progressive, labor-oriented, public access, public education project for adults. He was part of starting a Western Cooperative College up in Saskatoon. He worked with colleagues in the United States, some of whom I'm actually more familiar with in the context of American studies, the Highlander Folk School, Miles Horton, some of these people who started the labor schools that later became the home of training for the civil rights movement in the U.S. So it's a reminder that here's this big easel, this sunflower easel. It's quite beautiful if you get a chance to visit it, standing in this park in the middle of a prairie community. But the spirit and the energy behind it as a piece of material art has links all across time and across the region to other progressive projects. And it's one thing I love about driving on the prairie. There are often these places that are quite discrete. Here is this panel in the middle of a prairie field, but they are linked historically, culturally, artistically to all kinds of other interesting parts of both Canadian history, American history, and international history. And in this case, the international history of pro-democracy movements, cooperative economics, and democratic art. Hope you enjoy it. I hope you have a great week.